Well, EOH is just one of the players in South Africa's business community committed to assisting in rebuilding the country after the violent unrest that hit two key provinces last week. Joining me now to share a bit on what EOH is getting up to is the group CEO, Stephen van Coller. Thanks so much, Stephen, for your time this evening. So as you look to bounce back and battle against the threat of being blacklisted by a government over previous malfeasance uncovered in the public sector dealings the business has had, you are pitching in amidst all that's hit both KZN and parts of Gauteng. What kind of support are you offering amidst it all?
Melissa, thanks a lot. Just the first thing we wanted to do was actually help our people, and so we used technology to make sure we could understand where our people were, what their needs were. We created a WhatsApp system that they could tell us where they were, what their needs were, and what the logistics were, and then we organized with the closed restaurants, some of the closed restaurants, to make food parcels, and we've done over 10,000 meals through that and delivered them. We also used some of our partners like Macro, Wholesale Meats, Bidfood, Studgas to actually, and Peril Logistics, to get food parcels. We did over 24 tons of food, which was about 16,000 food parcels, into KZN and Gauteng. But we needed to go further than that, and so one of our ED partners, Live Life, we've been assisting them through a sort of YES program to clean up around four ways on that, and we actually then put them together with EOH employees into Alex to clean up, and we've done nearly 800 bags of debris there. So it's been, you know, quite a big process. We want to continue that. But we've also allowed now free on the Google Play Store and on the iTunes Store, our Expose It app. If you remember, that was our whistleblowing app. It's anonymous and it allows people to report. And we're dealing now with the municipalities so that as these reports come in and we can collate them, have a look at hotspots, we can actually give them real-time information. So I'd really just appeal to everyone, download the Expose It app off the Play Store, off the iTunes Store.
Yeah.
It will really help communities manage their problems.
And this was something to run beyond, you know, just this short-term period, right?
Yes, yeah, so that app is now there. It will be there permanently. It's free in the store. The things we're doing more near-term is we've been working with BUSA, with independent Pharmacies Association, and there's about 56 independent pharmacies that got trashed, don't have Wi-Fi and internet connections to receive payments and everything, so we've just been working with them to get them up and, you know, running in the short term. Not necessarily clients of ours, but obviously BUSA. We are a member of BUSA, so helping them out there.
Absolutely. So using tech capabilities to push support out there, restoring technical services as well. We can't not talk, Stephen, about the value goodwill gestures like these generate for a company as well, right? Do you think leadership and corporate South Africa is now more in tune and in step with what needs to be done to address some of the fundamental disparities that persist in the local economy?
I agree with that totally. I mean, I think corporate leadership really need to do more. You know, you've seen how even in the vacuum that existed, many corporates have got up, worked together. I've mentioned a few that worked with us, but have worked together with the communities, with their staff. But I think what it's really highlighted is just how unequal our society is. And we really need to do something about it. But corporate, you know, has to lead from the front. We need our leaders to lead from the front because corporate have the resources, and we definitely do need to do more. We can't afford to have this again.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the CEO of EOH, Stephen van Coller.